This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, once again a huge welcome to the show that goes like this. I am Ben Simmons, you are listening to Phoenix FM and I'm very grateful that you are. Thank you so much and a huge thanks to Stuart Pink for another fabulous drive time show. I do feel between both of us really we should update you on the crazy printer goings on in the studio. Now, whilst I don't want to delve into the technical side of it too much, I think it's fair to say the printer has been out of action for a few days because I'm still not quite sure how I did it, but while Stuart Pink was kind of rounding up his show and taking you through the never-ending story of Drive, I did manage to re-enter some details into the printer. And it came back to life. I think it's fair to say Rob Harvey can rest easy that his playlist is in good hands now, so he can relax. His playlist has now printed. But clearly a lot of people at this station over the last few days have tried to print things and found the printer unresponsive. Yet all that data had been sent to the printer. It just hadn't reconnected and therefore was waiting to print a lot of data. The printer got fixed and has printed around about 25 sheets of A4 before Rob Harvey's playlist. But the situation has resolved. Stuart Pink now calls me the printer whisperer. So if anyone's got any problems with printing, cartridges, connections, cables, you know where to come. Phoenix 98 FM, 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, I'll be here. Bring me a print. No, don't. Please don't. I'm not normally technologically wonderful. I've got a rudimentary understanding of connections and cables and most things like that, like many of you, I expect. I just managed to re-enter some details into the printer that, for whatever reason, it had frozen and was no longer recognising. But exciting times for Stuart Pink, for myself, at the 6 o'clock handover. Oh yes, while the news was on, there were veritable celebrations in the studio. Fist bumps, chest bumps, and we gave each other the bumps as if it was our birthday. Not the mumps, that would have been terrible. But anyway, what a start to the show tonight. Yes, printer excitement. It doesn't happen often, not on this station. Oh no, but yes, it's happened right now. And safe journey to Stuart. Thanks for another brilliant show. He'll be back again tomorrow, no doubt. And what's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, celebrity birthdays will be back. The World Cup of Films after 7 o'clock. And we are celebrating some ridiculous holidays. We'll no doubt pay a visit to the weird world of news. And I may be rounding up many of the sporting activities that have occurred over the past 7 days as well. Lots to get stuck into, lots to enjoy, lots of great music guaranteed as well. Much of which has been suggested by you, lovely legend listeners. Because today may be very excitingly Bikini Day. It may be very unexcitingly Mechanical Pencil Day. It may be sort of somewhere in the middle with National Apple Turnover Day. But did you know the 5th of July all over the world is Workaholics Day? Oh yes, men and women working hard all over the world. Men work hard, women work hard, some women work hard for the money. Now, I'm quite pleased with that link. I think it's a good one, a strong one to get the show going. There'll be much more tenuous ones than that throughout the next couple of hours. To get us going musically, though, on tonight's hard-hitting episode of the show that goes like this, it's the fabulous Donna Summer.
Phoenix FM.
Donna Summer gets us started with a fabulous track. She works hard for the money. Most of the tracks throughout tonight's show were linked to the world of work in some way or another, as the 5th of July all across the globe is Workaholics Day. It's a day to work and not feel bad about it. No. And if you're excited by work, you celebrate that on the 5th of July. Oh, yes. 4th of July may be important in America. 5th of July, even more important if you love working. Oh, and who doesn't? Don't we all love working? I love coming to Phoenix FM studio. I think most of the presenters do. And now we'll all be using the back of many sheets of paper for a few weeks to come. Oh, it's printed on one side. Use the other side. Half a ream just went when that printer got fixed. Anyway, I wonder if anybody... Well, it was The Office, wasn't it, that revolved around a paper company, Ricky Gervais's Office, that shot him to fame. Dunder Mifflin is the American one. Why can't I remember the English company name? Oh, I'm going to have to look it up. I'm sure someone can remind me. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page if you want to get in touch and send me a message, or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And many of you regularly do. And thanks to everybody that suggested tracks for tonight's show. Kelly Evans was in very early with Donna Summer. Great suggestion, Kelly. And you've made it. You've made it as the opening track from your suggestion. So huge thanks to Kelly from Milton Keynes. Marvellous. That's what I love about the internet and radio these days. You don't have to be in the local area. You can get people listening from all across the nation. Nay, all across the world. Horses all across the world. That's why I said nay just then. I'm feeling a little bit crazy today. No real particular reason why. Just enjoying everything. So stay with me until 8 o'clock and you're guaranteed to enjoy everything as well. Only great things happen on this radio programme. Oh, yes. And we've got tracks from the likes of Frankie Valli to look forward to, Katy Perry to look forward to, The Beatles will feature, Bon Jovi will feature, The Verve, Rihanna, Nelly. So many fabulous bands and artists will have their tracks played on this programme tonight because, unwittingly, they linked them to the world of work. Did it intend to be linked to Workaholics Day when those tracks were written? Who knows? But they'll be played anyway. And yes, celebrity birthdays coming up. There was a bit of a dearth of celebrity birthdays today, but I've trawled my exhaustive research sources and will bring some to you, the very best I can. And I'm excited about another visit to Group 7 of the World Cup of Films. Group 6 concluded last weekend. News of that coming up in the second hour of the show as well. And some visits to the weird world of news. Nothing weirder than fixing a printer and finding it having about 25 sheets of A4 in its memory, which must suddenly print. You can't cancel them. Well, I could have gone into the printer settings and cancelled everything, I suppose. Didn't consider that. You know, it was more pressure before the track finished to get the printer sorted. Anyway, let's not keep talking about printers. It's probably not that interesting. Unless you're a software engineer who deals in networking and printers. Then it may be very interesting to you. You may absolutely love it. Or you may think it's a bit of a busman's holiday. I was hoping to switch on the radio and not have to deal with printers. I'm not listening to that Simmons show again. Anyway, let's have more music that relates to Workaholics Day. What's coming up now? Can you tell already? Probably can now. Time to go to a land down under with those crazy men at work.
Traveling in a fighter combi. On a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and I come from a land down under. He does know and mention me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this absolutely is the show that goes like this. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday. Tuesday the 5th of July, which will forever be remembered in this studio between myself and Stuart Pink at the very least, as Printergate. Yes, I did say I would stop going on about it and I've instantly gone on about it again. So clearly it's dominating my thoughts. Now, I do like to do live updates on events that are going on. So let's do just that because the British number one tennis player, Cameron Norrie, was playing in his, I think it was a quarter final, wasn't it, against David Goffin. And I'm struggling to see any updates at the moment. I know Novak Djokovic had a scare against Jannik Sinner, having to go to five sets and being two sets to love down, but coming back to win. But I can't find a current update on Cameron Norrie, but I will find it for you very soon. Great news this morning with England winning the Test match against India and drawing the series. It was the rearranged Test match from a while back. And, well, it's two sets to one for David Goffin against Cameron Norrie. So Norrie is two sets to one down, but it's three all in the fourth set. So going with serve at the moment. Could that go to five sets? Would be an incredible achievement for Cameron Norrie to get to the semi-finals, but there we go. You feel like it's all up for grabs, although Djokovic and Nadal seem to be ominously progressing in Wimbledon. But I do like a bit of Wimbledon. I watched the controversial match with Nick Kyrgios and Stefanos Tsitsipas the other night. Very bizarre. Bearing in mind they used to be doubles partners and decent mates. All got a little bit tasty, didn't it, if you saw that one. Kyrgios getting Tsitsipas very riled up, Tsitsipas hitting balls into the crowd, narrowly missing spectators. If he'd hit a spectator, he would have had an instant default, they call it, instant disqualification. And hitting balls at Kyrgios in the middle of rallies as well. If you didn't see that, it's worth a look on iPlayer to see if you can find it. A little bit crazy, I think it's fair to say. But those tennis players, they're workaholics, aren't they? I've got it back to the topic of the day quite well there. I'm quite pleased with myself. And even though this song isn't strictly about working very hard, it's got the word working in the title. And it's not a working title. So either way, I'm happy with myself. Let's have a bit of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. They were with you. They went away. They're working their way back.
Working my way back.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Working My Way Back to You. Hence, therefore, appropriate on Workaholics Day on the 5th of July on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Great to have your company. And it's all rather fabulous so far. What lovely weather we've been having. I do appreciate we're into summer and we've had the longest day, so you kind of would expect some lovely weather. But it's nice when it actually is lovely. Too many times in the recent past, people say we didn't have much of a summer that year. It was sunny for about 3 days and then it rained. Although, I had to deal with the sheer desperation yesterday of there being a problem with the water main in my road. And Essex and Suffolk Water turning the water off for 3 hours. That was a harrowing experience for everyone concerned. I thought it was just the cold water for a bit because the hot water was still working. I thought, that's okay. I still have water. I can boil the kettle. I can have a shower if needs be. I could flush the toilet if needs be. But no, then it all went off. Probably for only about 2.5 hours while the wonderful workmen did their work and fixed it. But yeah, it makes you realise how much we rely on simple things like that. And if suddenly someone turned off the water supply, it'd be a bit crazy everywhere. I think there'd be panic. Something as simple as that. Can you imagine? They talk about everything being controlled electronically and with computers and on the internet these days. If someone managed to ruin the water supply, ruin the internet, you know, ruin the traffic light system, society wouldn't take long to break down and people start panicking and going mad. Why am I suddenly talking about this? I've become a doom and gloom merchant on the show that goes like this tonight. It won't happen. You know, I'm not aware of anyone that's planning it. But then again, I don't work in the government and dealing with against cyber attacks or anything like that. I really need to just move on. Oh dear, it's National Workaholics Day. See, I've been working so hard today, my brain's got scrambled. I hope it's making it entertaining for you lovely leg end listeners, though. Wherever you are in the world out there, very grateful to have your company. Let's get another track on. After this, we'll pay a visit to the weird world of news. I think it was something Stuart Pink may have touched on in the Drive Time show as well, but one of the craziest bags of crisps that's ever been purchased. We will hear about that after this from Katy Perry. I wish you'd have been more specific with which one. Catherine Wheel? Roman Candle? Not sure.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry and Fire Work on Workaholics Day. It all links. It's all fine. There's no problem. Okay, time to pay a visit to the weird world of news for the first time tonight in the show that goes like this. Get ready for this hard-hitting headline. Mum stunned after finding whole potato lurking in packet of cheese and onion crisps. Now, yes, it is a bizarre incident, stunned and lurking. Gives some kind of sinister intent to the story. Pretty sure the factory that makes crisps just happened to had a small potato that got through the cooking and cutting process. Although when you actually delve into the minutiae of the story, is it that controversial? A mum was stunned after discovering a soggy potato the size of a golf ball lurking in her packet of crisps. Not huge, not exactly a King Edward, is it? The size of a golf ball is basically a baby potato, a new one. Anyway, Helen Reed, 33, was about to tuck into a bag of her favourite cheese and onion crisps when she realised the first piece she fished out was soggy. Now that is suspicious. Convinced the packet had somehow opened, Helen says she peered into the bag and was stunned to spot an entire potato peeping back at her. I doubt it. It was actually peeping, but anyway. She discovered the veg nestled alongside the crisps she was expecting in the packet of ironically named Real Crisps. That's ironic. Almost as ironic as all the ironic things in Alanis Morissette's Ironic, which isn't really that ironic when you actually analyse them. But anyway, yes, she complained. Well, say to complain, she sent the potato with photographic evidence to the makers, who sent her a box of crisps as an apology, with several bags of different flavours in. It hasn't put her off, she said. They're my favourite flavour. You can't beat a good cheese and onion crisp. She found the whole incident funny and shared it on social media. Can't beat a bit of sharing on social media if you want to get free stuff off of a company. It's funny that I remember one time we wanted to speak to the local bus company because buses were idling their engines not far from our front door, and we thought it was a bit unnecessary late at night. And we tried to phone them, nobody answered. We went to their website, it was difficult to get in touch. We went on Twitter and my wife tweeted them and tweeted them in a tweet, predictably. They got back very quickly. Buses stopped their engines idling. Social media, the power of. There we go. Anyway, that's the Weird World of News first visit tonight. We're already half hour into the show. It's flying by. Must be a good one. Although I'll let you be the judges of that. It's not really for me to say, is it? Time for another track, though. Time for another track you can't fail to enjoy. It could have been the show opener, but I've held it back. I do like it, though. Yes, I haven't been, attributing the tracks that we've played to the people that suggested them, so apologies for that. Donna Summer at the top of the show, I did attribute to the fabulous Kelly Evans. Men at Work Down Under was Jed Gleason who suggested that. Thanks to him. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Working My Way Back to You, was good old Dennis Pellwine. And then Katy Perry and Firework, Henna Patel suggested. So all of you that have made suggestions, you're all leg ends. Thank you so much indeed. Barry Liptrot and Paul Burton, independently of each other, both suggested the next one. I think a couple of other people did as well. Popular choice in the world of workaholics. I drink a whole bottle of workahol every night. This is Dolly Parton.
I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all bottom shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
See, English people wouldn't often think of that rhyme. I do enjoy that in Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Credit and let it. Yes, to an Englishman, not quite right, is it? Credit, let it. Americanise it though while you're singing and it's perfect. Love it. Good song, always enjoyable to listen to. Glad to bring it to you on tonight's The Show That Goes Like This here on Phoenix FM 98.0. If you're in the area, phoenixfm.com. If you're not, don't forget, also available on Smart Speaker and on Mixcloud if you want to see the webcam feed into the studio. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll see our logo. You can see the video feed, and if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box on the side. So, yes, many of you do join in many different ways. And remember, if you've missed anything, it's available from tomorrow morning on phoenixfm.com. And go to The Show That Goes Like This. Go to the schedule Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Click on the show title. You'll go to my blog page on the Phoenix site where all previous episodes are available. That is an awful lot of listening for you. Over 420 hours of sheer radio. You know, if you go right back to the beginning, you can do that. Go right back to episode 1. And here we are at episode 218. Unbelievable, almost, I hear you mutter. Now, shall we have a quick visit to the world of celebrity birthdays? Oh, go on then, let's do it. Now, I said there wasn't a great deal of celebrity birthdays today. I stand by that, but here we go nonetheless. 5th of July, who is celebrating today? Joe Lycett, comedian and TV presenter, is 34 today. Huey Lewis of And The News fame is 72 today. Fashion designer Paul Smith is 76. Chelsea defender breaking into the first team last year, Trevor Chalobah, is 23 today. US football star in the women's game, Megan Rapinoe, is 36 today. And had he lived an inordinately long amount of time, Mr. P.T. Barnum of The Greatest Showman fame would have been 212 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday as well, I hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday evening. Hope you're going out somewhere to celebrate or staying in somewhere to celebrate. Basically, I hope you're celebrating, whether you're going in or staying out. It's up to you. It's your birthday. Do what you like. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. I don't want you to cry unless they're tears of happiness. Okay, time for more music. Time for another relatively short track. It's still about work. It's still fabulous. And here we go then with the Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say, yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. All sorts going on tonight. We've already paid a visit to the Weird World of News. We'll be going over again very shortly. We've done celebrity birthdays now. The World Cup of Films will be dealt with, possibly in about 25 minutes or so. Very exciting. As ever, if you want a sneak preview before I talk about it on the airwaves, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can see the four films that will be contesting Group 7 of 8 of the World Cup of Films, and you can also see how Group 6 finished. If you can't be bothered to look, though, I'll be relaying that information in around about 25 minutes or so, something like that. Now, Cameron Norrie at Wimbledon has managed to take his quarter-final match into a deciding fifth set, which is rather exciting. So, absolutely brilliant achievement, and Goffin has held his first service game in the deciding set, so it's 1-0 to Goffin at the moment, but who knows the way that's going to go. Could be a long game. Will they still be playing before I go off the air at 8 o'clock? Well, I'll keep you updated. If you're vaguely interested in the tennis, you'll hear how it's going on. Hear, I hear you say, in approval. Anyway, 5th of July, lovely day. Lovely day on the airwaves. Let's have another track, and then we'll have another visit to the Weird World of News. A slightly raunchy visit to the Weird World of News. I'm not afraid to deal with that. Okay, speaking of raunchiness, here's the Bare Naked Ladies. I'll tell you why I'm playing this very shortly.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot sweets, I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burton Camper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can't I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. Have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the rough burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Push my stadium home from the Robbie.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Ben Simmons. Happy to tell you that Cameron Norrie, the British number one tennis player at the moment, has held his first service game just in the fifth deciding set in his quarter-final match against David Goffin at Wimbledon. He's gone into a decider, and he did have to fight off a break point, but he has ended up holding. It's 1-1 in the final set. Now, I did say we'd pay a slightly raunchy, possibly controversial visit to the weird world of news, and I'm not one to shy away from difficult topics, but here we go. The headline is this: Fashion Nova, which is a fashion brand, Fashion Nova Bikini. Bear in mind the 5th of July is Bikini Day, hence it is appropriate for me to talk about this. Fashion Nova Bikini has jaws dropping, as shoppers say, you might as well be bottomless. Oh dear. As we finally reach the warmer months, we might spend a little more time than we'd care to admit planning our outfit of the day. No more tracksuit bottoms and jumpers, instead it's time for summer dresses and chic bikinis for the ladies of the world. However, Fashion Nova has courted controversy by bringing out the Butterfly Babe two-piece thong bikini, which covers, this is according to this article, covers all the essentials on top, but the bottom half tells a different story. Well, if you're very interested, all I'm going to say is, yes, I hasten to agree, it doesn't leave much to the imagination, which is a bit bizarre for a bikini bottom. But there we go. Yeah, people are outraged by it. Some people are saying they need to have it in their lives. Many people are saying that you have to have an awful lot of confidence to wear the Fashion Nova Butterfly Babe bikini. If you're interested to know more, then I recommend you do your own research online. I'm not going to say too much more about it, other than, you know, you wouldn't want that slipping anywhere. Oh, no. Yes, but, you know, I think I've done as much as I can, really, by bringing that to you on the airwaves tonight. It's kind of a service, just to tell people to be on high alert for it. Fashion Nova Butterfly Babe Bikini. Yeah, okay, so just look it up yourself if you really want to. If you think you might want a slightly outrageous bikini for your summer wardrobe, then apparently it retails at £11. Some of you may be saying, that's probably £9 for the top half and £2 for the bottom half, just for the amount of material that's been used. Okay, let's move on so we don't cause too much outrage in family listening time here on the airwaves on Phoenix FM. Let's hastily put another track on. Oh yes, and a track from someone who used to be in Destiny's Child but has had a successful solo career, possibly not quite reaching the heights of Beyoncé, but still reaching some heights. With the track Work, on National Workaholics Day, here's Kelly Rowland.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Put you through enough to conflict. Hey, ain't no coming down from this time.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm not often serious on the show that goes like this. As you know, I like to be a little bit wacky, a little bit crazy. But it's time to break off from my regular programming and just be serious momentarily. I will go back to my regular programming shortly, but there's been some fairly major breaking political news in the last few minutes, in the last sort of 20 minutes or so, coming to light. And could have some major repercussions for the government. So I feel duty bound to let you guys know about it right now, just in case you haven't seen any news or aren't trawling your phone apps and stuff like that. But around about 10 or 15 minutes ago, both Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor Rishi Sunak have quit the cabinet, all in relation to Boris Johnson's handling of the Chris Pincher stuff that's been in the news lately. And this is what Sajid Javid said in his resignation letter. "I am instinctively a team player, but the British people also rightly expect integrity from their government. The tone you set as a leader and values you represent reflect on your colleagues, your party, and ultimately the country. Conservatives at their best are seen as hard-headed decision makers guided by strong values. We may not have always been popular, but we have been competent in acting in the national interest." And then he goes on to say, "Sadly, in the current circumstances, the public are concluding that we are now neither. The vote of confidence last month showed that a large number of our colleagues agree. It was a moment for humility, grip, and a new direction. I regret to say, however, that it is clear to me that this situation will not change under your leadership, and you therefore have lost my confidence too." So it looks like being an extremely difficult evening for Boris Johnson. Major members of his cabinet resigning. And yes, the most recently, Ed Davey, the Lib Dem leader, has said it is time for the PM to step down as of now. Could this be the watershed moment? There's been an awful lot of pressure coming on to Boris Johnson since Partygate was brought to light, really. And then, obviously, Zelensky sees him as a major ally for Ukraine in their war against Russia. But despite any good wishes that may have come his way as a result of his handling of relationships with Ukraine, it does seem now with all this, with the ex-deputy chief whip Chris Pincher and his misconduct claims and Boris Johnson's handling of that, that now, after that vote of confidence last month, the pressure is building once again extremely. And so just to recap, Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor Rishi Sunak have both resigned from the cabinet. I will bring you more information if anything else develops while I'm on the air. And it seems a little bit, Well, just not quite as important to be going on about National Workaholics Day, but it's a little bit less serious, a little bit more enjoyable maybe to listen to. So, a political editor on the internet is saying no PM can survive the resignation of two senior cabinet ministers like that. And one of Boris Johnson's closest allies has been quoted as saying it will all be over by this time tomorrow. Major goings on in the world of politics. Right, let's have some more music to just bring it back down for a bit. And yes, I will let you know if anything else develops in the next few minutes, up until 8 o'clock at the very least. Just to keep you informed, as the public service broadcasting station that we are. But we're going to have a lovely time as well. So we've still got great tracks to bring to you. More visits to the Weird World of News and the World Cup of Films coming up relatively shortly. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM. Tracks that relate to the world of work on National Workaholics Day. What's coming up now? Time for a bit of Bon Jovi. Living on a Prayer definitely relates to the world of work. Is that Boris Johnson right now as well? Controversial. We'll be right back.
is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That was Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer. I should have said Kelly Rowland's work was courtesy of Spencer Carter, and that one from Bon Jovi was courtesy of Siobhan Roxburgh. Great suggestions. Thank you, guys. Yes, as you would have heard if you were with me just before Bon Jovi, major upheaval in the government tonight as Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor Rishi Sunak have both resigned from the cabinet. Just before that track, I read out what Sajid Javid had said in his resignation letter to the Prime Minister. This is an excerpt of what Rishi Sunak said. He said, "The public rightly expect government to be conducted properly, competently and seriously. I believe these standards are worth fighting for, and that is why I am resigning. Our country is facing immense challenges. I publicly believe the public are ready to hear the truth. Our people know that if something is too good to be true, then it's not true. They need to know that whilst there is a path to a better future, it is not an easy one. In preparation for our proposed joint speech on the economy next week, it has become clear to me that our approaches are fundamentally too different. I am sad to be leaving government, but I have reluctantly come to the conclusion that we cannot continue like this." So I do believe it's not looking good. Keir Starmer has said it's clear this government is now collapsing. I do believe it's going to be almost impossible for Boris Johnson to survive into tomorrow. But anyway, that's what a lot of commentators are saying already. You may be, if you're particularly bothered about politics, you may already be following this story. But yeah, I'm going to give you any updates if anything major comes to light in the next hour or so while the show that goes like this is going on. And I will continue updating you on the progress of Cameron Norrie in his quarterfinal at Wimbledon as well. He has made it to a fifth set. He was one set to love down and two sets to one down. And it is 3-3 now in the fifth and final set. So drama going on there in the sporting arena. Drama going on at Downing Street as well in the political arena tonight. And I'm happy to bring you information about all of it here on the show that goes like this. And possibly frivolous against the background of what's going on, I will be talking about the World Cup of Films very soon. Maybe we need a bit of frivolity and jollity with all the seriousness in the world as well. But I can't just ignore what's going on as it's breaking news right now. I feel duty bound to bring it to you. So any more updates other than hearing that in the last hour, Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak have resigned from the cabinet? Could this be an attempted coup to actually bring down Boris Johnson? Will we have a new leader in place in the coming weeks? A new prime minister? Well, who knows? I will tell you as much as I can here if there's any more information to bring you. Otherwise, World Cup of Films coming up soon, loads of tracks related to National Workaholics Day, and a couple more visits left to the weird world of news as well. Not the politically weird world of news, just generally weird. If you want to hear about asteroids, keep it here. But going back musically to the world of work, no one likes those Monday mornings, do they? Particularly when they get a bit manic. You get set too much work first thing on a Monday, you're like, ugh. Or maybe words to that effect. Probably best if I leave it to the Bangles. Go on then.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, usually frivolous and ridiculous. Slightly more serious at the moment because of the breaking news in the last hour or so that Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid have quit Boris Johnson's cabinet, sending resignation letters with damning indictments of the Prime Minister, really. But it is being reported that major players remaining in the cabinet are not going to be leaving their posts this evening. People likely to stay put include Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng, Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, Home Secretary Priti Patel, Justice Secretary Dominic Raab, International Trade Secretary Anne-Marie Trevelyan, Brexit Opportunities Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg, Scotland Secretary Alistair Jack, Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis and Wales Secretary Simon Hart. Whether other cabinet members will follow Javid and Sunak, who knows? If anything else happens, I will let you know as soon as possible. Also, it's getting very dramatic in this final set at Cameron Norrie's quarterfinal against David Goffin, the Belgian, at Wimbledon on court one right now. It's 5-4 to Goffin in the final set. So extremely, extremely dramatic. Wow. Well, you can't go to a tie... Oh, no, you can go to tie breaks now, can't you, in the final set? They did away with that. I was only talking to someone this morning about that ridiculous game that lasted... A ridiculous final set 12 years ago at Wimbledon that lasted 138 games. It's a world record for the longest tennis match ever. Certainly longest Grand Slam tennis match ever. It went over 11 hours in total and 3 days. It was John Isner, a recent conqueror of Andy Murray this year, against Nicholas Mahut in 2010. I've just looked at all this morning, so it's fresh in my mind. Court 18 in Wimbledon in 2010. Two sets apiece, fifth and final set, where you had to win by two clear games and there were no tie breaks in the final set, was 70-68 to John Isner. It's crazy. When you both got big serves and are clearly not as good at returning, and it goes to 68 all, and then you're the one that actually loses your own serve. It must have just been tiredness, surely. Unbelievable goings on. But yeah, 70-68 to John Isner. It's a world record. It's still 5-4 to Goffin in that final set. On the quarterfinal, court number one at Wimbledon, I'll let you know what else develops. We'll have another track, then we'll have World Cup of Films news, unless there's anything else political or tennis-wise to bring you before I do. Until then, though, here's a track suggested by the fabulous Graham Long. Oh, also, Paul Milton suggested the Bangles and Manic Monday. Graham Long wants to hear the Pretenders, who are back on the Chain Gang. No one wants to be on a chain gang, do they? Sounds like hard work to me. Then again, it is a form of punishment, so I don't think it's meant to be enjoyable. Yeah, I'm on the chain gang. Don't be ridiculous.
I found a picture of you. Oh, oh, oh. What hijacked my world at night? A place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Beyond our control. Oh, the phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Oh, we sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train. Chain gang.
live like we do. Bring me to my knees when I see what they've done to you. I'll die as I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart. They'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. I found a picture of you. Those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part. Oh, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Phoenix FM.
The Pretenders, back on the Chain Gang on National Workaholics Day on the 5th of July. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but it's actually kind of quite exciting in the studio at the moment. I've got a TV on showing the breaking political news, and I'm flicking online between Wimbledon information and political information. Yes, in the last few minutes, Michael Heseltine has been quoted at an event as saying that, "I think from the moment 148 backbenchers voted against Boris Johnson and Michael Howard and William Hague as former leaders of the party called for him to go, the end was inevitable. At a public event, 12 people came up to Michael Heseltine to ask him what was going to happen to the party, and he says it was like a boil about to burst. You knew that something dramatic was about to happen. He says the Tory party has an instinct for survival, and they know that under Boris they will not win the next election." Well, it's gone to 5-5 in the deciding set, David Goffin and Cameron Norrie. And in the 11th game of that set, Norrie has 3 break points and has broken David Goffin in the last few seconds. He is going to serve for the match to make it through to the semi-finals of Wimbledon. I think he relatively comfortably won his last service match, but it's currently 6-5 to Norrie with him about to serve. So, oh, quite literally all happening tonight. I can't bring you news on the World Cup of Films right now, not until more things have been decided. I'm on the edge of my seat for Cameron Norrie. Boris Johnson's on the edge of some kind of precipice as well. So, there we go. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here if you like to hear on the radio what's going on. Cripes. Okay. Thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight, who suggested the next track that's related to National Workaholics Day. Time for a bit of classic Dire Straits. Starts off very mellow, this, doesn't it? Once it kicks in, you recognise those riffs. I always forget the mellow start. Kind of feel it should be edited out, really. A good DJ would do that. Here's the bit we all know. Dire Straits.
Free. woman. She got a sticking in the cameraman. And we could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, I guess if you're watching the tennis live, you don't need updates on the radio, but Cameron Norrie went into a 30-love lead on his service game for the match, and then Goffin got it to 30-all, then Norrie with an ace, and now it's deuce. Oh, it's agonising. It's probably not going to be over in the next few seconds anyway, so... Oh, it's literally all happening, and the internet is reporting that Nadine Dorries has been seen leaving number 10 in a ministerial car. I don't know if that means anything. She wasn't on that list of people that were probably not going to resign. Is she resigning as well? Is that what they're getting at? Is that what they're wondering? Oh. Literally all happening. I want to bring you information about the World Cup of Films. I'm going to have to play another track before I do, I think, and then we'll have information. Will the match between Goffin and Norrie have come to a conclusion by then? The drama is quite literally almost too much. Although it is now over. Norrie has done it. Norrie has done it and made it into his first ever Wimbledon semi-final. Cameron Norrie. What an absolutely fantastic achievement. Overcoming David Goffin of Belgium. Goffin took the first set 6-3. Norrie came back 7-5. Goffin took the third set 6-2. Norrie came back 6-3. And has won the fifth and final set 7-5. Absolutely fantastic. Well, all there is to worry about now is what on earth is going on with the government. And... I haven't told you about the weird world of news and asteroids. And there's the World Cup of Films. So much still to come. It's literally been all happening tonight. I've been delighted to be sharing it with you. Thanks for sharing part of your evening with me. Let's have another track that relates to the world of work and drugs, which is brilliant. Here's The Verve. If the drugs don't work, they're not very good, are they? By the way, I'm in no way advocating taking of illegal drugs. I meant drugs for medicinal purposes that have passed the proper checks and are in no way recreational whatsoever. But whatever your drug preferences, if they don't work, big problem.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down. And I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll
know I'm on the losing streak. Is that best down my old street? And if you want a show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. This baby.
FM.
Well, now that British tennis fans are relaxing slightly after that very tense encounter between Goffin and Norrie emerging victorious and first-time semi-finalist now at Wimbledon, I can bring you information about the World Cup of Films. Yes, at Bensim Radio on Twitter if you want to cast your vote. But a few days back, Group 6 was completed. Group 6 included The Shining, The Shawshank Redemption, Citizen Kane and The Matrix. It was tough. The Shining with 18% of the vote, The Shawshank Redemption with 39% of the vote, Citizen Kane with 0% of the vote and The Matrix with 43% of the vote. So it's Shawshank and Matrix that go through to the knockout stages of the World Cup of Films, joining such huge, huge films as Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Singing in the Rain, Schindler's List, Ghostbusters, The Godfather. What else has made it through? The Empire Strikes Back, The Green Mile, Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life. It's going to be impossible to know how the knockout stages are going to go, but it is possible to know how Group 7 of 8 is going to go, because that has gone live. At Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote, it's just a single click or tap. To do just that, just find the post that says Best Film Challenge Group 7. You can only watch one of these films. Which one? And And the four competing in Group 7 are Back to the Future, Fight Club, Interstellar, and The Wizard of Oz. It's going to be tense. Back to the Future currently leading in the early running of voting, but of course it could all change. And if you want to get involved, please cast your vote at BenSimRadio on Twitter, and then just find the poll, single click or tap to vote, and you will have made it count. Give it a retweet as well. Go on, let's get more people voting each week. It's been good, the voting numbers. We want to keep them high, so help support that poll. Give it a retweet if you're on Twitter and you get involved. Group 7, Back to the Future, Fight Club, Interstellar, Wizard of Oz. Now, I do realise Wizard of Oz is classic and didn't have all the technology available at the time it was originally made. Back to the Future, of course, made a good sort of 25 years before Fight Club and even longer before Interstellar. But well, I don't want to influence anyone, but Fight Club is the only film I've ever seen at the cinema where I couldn't just get up out of my seat at the end. I had to spend a few minutes contemplating everything that I've just seen. But one of my favourite films of all time is Back to the Future. Absolutely brilliant. And as a trilogy, I think it's probably the best trilogy that's ever been made. And I'm so glad they haven't remade it, haven't added to it. The Matrix, if they'd left that as one film, it would have been phenomenal. The fact they made it a trilogy, it, you know, caused too many problems. Then when they did Matrix Resurrections, not a big fan of that, if I'm honest. But Back to the Future, the trilogy, is wonderful. And the first film on its own is brilliant enough. So, yes. But anyway, it's up to you. It's up to you, the voting legends. Back to the Future, Fight Club, Interstellar, and Wizard of Oz. Let's have another track. Let's have a track that relates to work. It works well if it's called work. It's Rihanna featuring Drake.
Work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me da, 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 da. Some about that work. When you walk a line, 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 I'm in the cafe, my ta, 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 ta. Join me at dessert, no time to have you lurking. You make a like, man, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, all my sleep, a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me da, 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 da. Tell me about that work, 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 work. Da, 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 da. When you walk out, da, 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 da. Before the table, turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this true. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I've been wah 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 wah. You send me up there wah 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 wah. You see me do my da 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 da. Tell me about that wah 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 wah. When you walk out, la 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 la. I'm in the cafe, my ta 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 ta.
Yeah. Get done, 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 done. At work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got trying to end me all. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away.
Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's send me up in work, 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 work. You see me doing my da, 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 da. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the car for my tur, 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 tur.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this, having a rather interesting night on this Tuesday, the 5th of July. High drama as Cameron Norrie progresses to the semi-finals of Wimbledon, overcoming Belgium's David Goffin fantastically in five sets. At the same time as huge developments going on in government, with Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak resigning from the cabinet, the health secretary and the chancellor have gone. Huge senior positions no longer having any confidence in the Prime Minister. However, it was reported a few minutes ago Culture Secretary Nadine Dorries had left Number 10, and she has since tweeted this. As a huge backer of Boris Johnson in the past, she said, "I'm not sure anyone actually doubted this. However, I'm 100% behind Boris Johnson, the PM, who constantly gets all the big decisions right." And there is footage of Boris Johnson returning to Number 10, clearly now aware of what's going on. So, again, if there's any developments in the next 25 minutes or so, I will bring them to you. But before that, let's go back to the weird world of news and learn that we can all sleep easier, people who are thinking of surviving into 2052 anyway, because this is the headline: deadly asteroid feared to be on collision course with Earth in 2052 will miss planet. Phew, says everyone who was learning about that for the first time. A deadly asteroid feared to be on a collision course with Earth 30 years from now will miss our planet, scientists say. The giant rock topped risk lists around the world for months and was thought to have a real chance of impacting Earth on April the 2nd, 2052. That's good. Let April Fool's Day go and then have the big problem. But experts from the ESA, European Space Agency's asteroid team, along with others at the European Southern Observatory, have officially taken 2021 QM1 off their asteroid risk list. The announcement followed skilled observations and analysis of a barely seen asteroid observed using the most sensitive telescopes on the globe. So, yeah, okay, they thought it was going to hit us in 30 years. Apparently, it'll just be a near miss now. So, phew. I think we can all be happy about that. So, yes. Another resignation has taken place. During an interview on Talk TV, Tory Vice Chair Bim Afalami has resigned. Somebody else has gone as well. Is Boris going this evening? Is something going to happen tomorrow morning? Is he going to try and ride it out and put new people in the available positions now? Drama going on in the heart of UK government this evening. Cripes. Let's have some frivolous music that doesn't relate to that whatsoever, because it's National Workaholics Day today. Many politicians are going to be working into the evening tonight along with their advisory teams. However, when you're talking about it being frivolous, did you know that the 5th of July isn't just National Workaholics Day? Yes, it's Apple Turnover Day. Yes, it's Mechanical Pencil Day. Does it need one of those? But, brilliantly, it is Bikini Day! How do you musically embrace the bikini without playing the one obvious track about them? Well, you play tracks that relate to people not wearing very many clothes. This is the best I could do at short notice. Here's Nelly.
It's hot in here. So hot in here. So hot in here. Oh. You want a little bit of, and a little bit of. Take a little bit of. Just a little bit of. I was like,
Phoenix FM.
And that was Nelly and Hot In Here. While that track was on, Ellie from Beckles asks, why is he called Nelly if he's a man? Well, it's a very simple answer. If you do a bit of internet research, I don't know why it's internet research as opposed to internet research, but his real name is Cornell Irel Haynes Jr. Same name as his dad, Cornell Haynes, basically. Cornell Haynes Jr., hence having the nickname Nelly. His first name is Cornell. Should have gone to Cornell University, really. That would have been good, wouldn't it? I don't know if he did. I haven't done that much exhaustive research on your behalf this evening. Now, we've heard of all these resignations going on this evening. Most controversially, Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid, Chancellor and Health Secretary, respectively. Then also the Conservative Party's Vice Chair, Bim Afolami, has also resigned. And probably less well-known, but another position of importance, Andrew Morrison, the trade envoy to Morocco, has also resigned this evening. So, yes, something of a resignation tsunami coming, is it? Possibly. More to come? Who knows? It's weird, because the page I'm currently looking at had almost 250,000 people looking at it, and that's gone down by about 70,000 now. So people are over the breaking news, or getting over it. Maybe we all need to get over it. Okay, let's have another track. Now, yes, when we're talking about bikinis on Bikini Day, which is a wonderful day that should be celebrated, and don't feel, you know, afraid to get a mankini out as well. It's not solely women that can wear very small bathing costumes. But anyway, yes, we had Nelly and Hot In Here, which is really saying take off all your clothes, so not properly appropriate. But I think this is at least half a bikini being talked about in this song. Over to Cisco.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. That dress so scandalous, and you know another couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an actor dot. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, all night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, 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 thong. I like it when the beat goes. Baby, make your booty go. That thong, 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 thong. That girl's so scandalous, and I know I never handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in the eyes so devilish. She like to dance till the hip hop spot. To the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, all night long. Let me see that song.
Come on.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Cisco and Thong Song there. Always good to talk about on Bikini Day on the 5th of July. And we had people ask about Nelly's real name and why he's known as Nelly. And it's Cornell Haynes Jr. Hence, he has the nickname Nelly. Now, Cisco, which is bizarrely spelled S-I-S-Q-O, no Q-U in his name, S-I-S-Q-O, what's his real name then? Not quite as exciting as Cornell Haynes Jr., Mark Andrews. You can see why he went for Cisco, really. Although he's got a weird middle name, Althavian? Mark Althavian Andrews. He could have gone with Althavian and caused a bit of a stir, but he clearly preferred Cisco. Yes, and that was Thong Song. It was a big hit in the late 90s, as far as my memory serves, anyway. Yes, so we're getting close to the end of things here on tonight's The Show That Goes Like This. Stuff happening minute by minute, it seems, in the world of politics tonight. So, yes, it was revealed around about, 6 that Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak had quit the cabinet and sent resignation letters saying they could no longer serve with Boris Johnson, seemingly some sort of attempted coup. Various people from other parties have suggested it's the end now for Boris as the leader of the Conservative Party and, of course, as Prime Minister. And since those initial two announcements, the Conservative Party's Vice Chair, Bim Afolami, has also resigned, as has Andrew Morrison, Trade Envoy to Morocco. There could well be more. Keir Starmer has said Boris must go. Nicola Sturgeon is now saying pretty much the same thing. So I'm sure we'll be hearing lots of this throughout the evening tonight. If you're remotely interested in politics, you'll probably already be all over this. But I've been bringing it to you where appropriate during the show that goes like this tonight, whilst trying to somehow work in the fact that it's National Workaholics Day and Bikini Day today, which seems kind of slightly different to talking about politics and who's going to be leading the country through the cost of living crisis and the repercussions of the war in Ukraine and all that kind of stuff. But you want a bit of light relief by tuning into this show, don't you? It's just I feel it was necessary to let you know what was going on in the world. Although rather excitingly in the sporting world, fantastic achievement. Britain's number one in men's tennis, Cameron Norrie, has won his quarterfinal against David Goffin on court number one at Wimbledon around about 20 minutes ago. He was successful on his second match point and has made it through to the semi-finals where he will be facing Novak Djokovic, which would have been a seemingly impossible task previously, although Djokovic was 2 sets to love down today against his opponent, although eventually coming through in 5 sets. Norrie also coming through in 5 sets. So, yes, loads of goings on to consider. Well, we've got to sum up the entire show. We want to squeeze in 2 more tracks, though. And when you're talking about Bikini Day, you have to talk about this track. I didn't want to save it till the end because it's too obvious. I'll have something else to play us out. Oh, breaking news. Ladbrokes has suspended betting on Boris Johnson being replaced as Prime Minister. So I don't know why Ladbrokes doing it is better than any other betting firm doing it, but that's what's being reported right now. Okay, well, it's not looking good for Boris. Maybe he should start promoting itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot prime ministers.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open. So a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open. And so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the
stick around. We'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this now, getting ready to find a track that will be suitable to play us out on this momentous evening. It's all been happening tonight. Celebrity birthday seems an awful long time ago now, but yes, Greatest Showman P.T. Barnum would have been 212 today if he'd cryogenically frozen himself and had himself reanimated. Anyway, going back to the World Cup of Films, voting is now open for Group 7. And the four films in Group 7 are Back to the Future, Fight Club, Interstellar and The Wizard of Oz. Films I have massively enjoyed, all of them. But I have to say, out of those four, Back to the Future would be my favourite. And I've always loved sci-fi. I'd probably say Interstellar next, even though Fight Club has given me a unique reaction in going to the cinema that no other film gave me. Wizard of Oz, I'm a bit prejudiced because it was a long time ago and I kind of think, oh, it's an old film, I'm not going to enjoy it as much, which is possibly a bit of a stupid outlook. But, you know, without the effects of modern films, it doesn't seem quite as amazing as it probably did at the time when it came out. But it's over to you at Benson Radio on Twitter if you want to get your votes in. Please do just that. Group 7 is live and you can scroll down through the profile and see the winning two films from each group of the previous six. Next week we'll do Group 8, and then in 2 weeks' time the knockout stages will begin. It is literally all happening. And if you've joined us late and haven't seen any news today, it is very much all happening in the world of politics. Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak have sent resignation letters to the Prime Minister, resigning from the Cabinet and saying they no longer have any confidence in his leadership. Commentators are now speculating that this is probably signalling the end of Boris Johnson's reign as PM. So keep your eyes on the news if you're interested in all that. But despite that going on, excitingly, we now have a men's Wimbledon semi-finalist as well, Cameron Norrie, making it through his quarter-final in 5 sets and will take on Novak Djokovic in the semi-finals. Is that going to be a bridge too far, or can he continue his incredible run to the final as well? Let's not forget the 5th of July has been the ridiculously unnecessary mechanical pencil day. It's also been the relatively slightly unnecessary National Apple Turnover Day. Apologies if you've enjoyed an apple turnover today. On the correct day to do so, well done. But brilliantly, it's been National Workaholics Day today, and many of the tracks suggested by you lovely people have linked to the world of work and working hard. So thanks to Kelly Evans, Jed Gleason, Barry Liptrop, Paul Burton, Henna Patel, Siobhan Roxburgh, Paul Milton, Graham Long, Gary Collins, Ellie from Beckles, Maria on the Isle of Wight, amongst others who suggested tracks. So well done, everybody. We now need a track to play us out, though, and it is also Bikini Day. I've just gone for a video I enjoyed. She must be wearing some sort of bikini in this. Over to Shakira. Rob Harvey up next. See you soon.
Thank you.
really. I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentive to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it. Here's a sheet wolf in the closet. I'm her student. To look at the same old man, I got on me a special radar. On the fire department hotline, in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils or rich city guys I just want to enjoy. Having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy. Here's how she wove in the closet.